This is Jay Sekulow. Senator Schumer equates conservative talk radio with pornography.
We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term.
I'm not so sure that the problem is really the White House.
But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there.
But the Congress and the House and the Senate could make it so difficult.
Tonight we had a historic mandate, a mandate for change.
On issues like abortion, on marriage, on the issues like stem cell research for embryonic stem cell.
Do you think we should allow people to put pornography on the air? Absolutely not, particularly on television and radio.
The cultural clash with the Senate and the House is going to be huge.
The very same people who don't want the fairness doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air.
I promise you, we as a people will get there. Change has come to America.
Yeah, change is coming to America, all right. And part of that change, at least according to Senator Schumer, is going to be the implementation of the fairness doctrine, because after all, you're supposed to regulate pornography, aren't you? Yeah. Well, that means you should regulate conservative talk radio and Christian talk radio as well. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The fairness doctrine, up for grabs. The Supreme Court of the United States direction for the future, up for grabs. The issues like partial birth abortion, the Freedom of Choice Act could be the end of that. I mean, these are huge, huge ramifications, and we've got a Senate and a House that basically can't wait to start redoing the American experience as we know it. And I'll tell you where I'm very, very concerned, starting with today. We've got, of course, Proposition 8 in California being challenged in court. By the way, we've deployed a team of lawyers working on that situation right now. But I'm telling you, I'm very concerned about what I'm seeing developing in Washington. I'm very concerned with this issue of the Fairness Doctrine. We'll be getting into all of this over the next couple of days. But, Jordan, this is really significant.
Yeah, there's been a new discussion, too, about a rumored appointment of a former FCC commissioner, Henry Rivera, as the head of his Barack Obama's FCC transition team. Rivera, who resigned from the FCC nearly a quarter century ago during the Reagan years, believes in the doctrine of, quote, communications policy as a civil rights issue. His exit during the Reagan administration paved the way for the Fairness Doctrine's repeal. This is someone who, if put in place at the FEC, would be seen as the go-to commissioner to put in place the Fairness Doctrine.
Let's go right to Colby May here in our Washington, D.C. office. Colby, how significant is this announcement today when it comes to airway control?
It's huge, Jay. Rivera had a real record of being a liberal, and I think when he is heading up the transition team to decide who's going to head up that FCC, you better be looking at greater regulation, and they're going to reach out with the Fairness Doctrine.
Than and Drew, let me quickly hear, what kind of response are you getting in Washington? I know we've got some Democrats that say they're concerned about this whole issue of the Fairness Doctrine. What's your sense?
Well, Jay, that's right. In fact, you've got Chris Van Hollen out of Maryland, as well as Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland, who are saying, you know what, the time has come and passed for the Fairness Doctrine. And that's why I'm not sure that they're going to be able to go through it legislatively, but watch for a shift in balance in the FCC.
Yeah, well, if the FCC controls it, of course, that's going to be very, very troubling. Drew, is there any sense right now on Capitol Hill on how this is going to play?
Well, I think there is, Jay. I mean, keep in mind, 115 Democrats opposed the Fairness Doctrine. So legislatively, it's still a tough push. But listen, June of next year, Barack Obama gets to shift the balance of power in the FCC. That would likely be when we would see this push go forward.
I think the ramifications of this are huge. And, Jordan, we've got to gear ourselves for the fact that we're going to be in fight after fight on the legislation and policy shifts inside Capitol Hill.
That's right. I mean, and they're uphill battles. These are fights where we're going to have to work with Democrats, those who ran and told their constituents, like Barack Obama did and said, I don't support the Fairness Doctrine. We've got to hold their feet to the fire here. We're going to have to do it on that. We're going to have to do it under the Freedom of Choice Act as well, which would repeal the bans on partial birth abortion and the other federal restrictions on abortion. These are uphill battles where we're going to have to go to these candidates who are newly elected and find these moderate Democrats and say, this is what you told the people who voted for you. You better keep voting that way.
Folks, everybody that's listening to me needs to understand how our government works, and the only way you're going to do that is by reading the Constitution, and I want to send it to you. Here's the phone number. Get your Foundations of Freedom. Everybody needs this pamphlet. 1-877-989-2255. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. 1-877-989-2255. Get that today. ACLJ.org for updated information. But you call now. Get Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we've put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today. The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America. And the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right.
The very same people who don't want the Fairness Doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
You know, am I living in another world? Of course you can. You can say pornography doesn't get on the air because there's a compelling governmental interest to make sure children don't see pornography and obscenity. But to say that they can't hear conservative talk radio or see conservative television broadcasts, I don't get it, Senator Schumer. But listen, folks, this is just the beginning. And you notice this isn't coming out of the White House. This is the control of the House and Senate. So, you know, the question will be, will Barack Obama, the president-elect of the United States, stick to what he said when he said he wasn't in favor of the Fairness Doctrine?
Yeah, and we don't know that, folks. And with the pressures in Washington, and you know what said, well, I said that before, but now this is being pushed through. And, of course, you can get around all of your promises by appointing people to the FCC like this and going about it through that way, where the FCC itself implements something like the Fairness Doctrine without Barack Obama having to make the vote. So he can, in fact, appoint someone to the FCC, change those commissioners around, put a majority there who will re-implement the Fairness Doctrine. But he can still say, I never voted to say that or never signed anything.
Hey, Colby. Colby Mays, our director of our government affairs office in Washington, D.C. Hey, Colby, is it true that it could be that simple? You just go ahead and he makes the appointments and they make the decision.
They can enunciate a new policy that comes out at the agency level, and it's done. And then, of course, there'll be court challenges. But those
we're working on those already. Yeah, I told Colby during the break, we're working on those court challenges literally as we speak. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. But let me tell you something else here. Every one of you that's listening to this broadcast that are concerned about any of these issues, to be informed and educated, you need to understand how our government works. And that means you need to read the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. You need to understand the foundations upon which our freedoms are based. So everybody that's listening right now, you go to your phones and you get Foundations of Freedom. The number is 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Do you really think that Christian talk radio and conservative talk radio is equal to pornography? Because that's what Chuck Schumer said, Senator Schumer, who is going to have a ton of influence in the U.S. Senate now with that makeup, which is now at 57-40 with three seats we don't know decisions on. Now, it looks like the three remaining seats, Republicans may hold two, they may hold all three. But that is a very close to that 60-vote margin. And you've got people like Senator Schumer who have now compared conservative radio, which then encompasses Christian radio and programs like this, to pornography and the government limiting access to that. Let's go right to the phones. Ben is calling from Washington on line three. Ben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, Jay, I commented on this a while back, but when I said Nancy Pelosi, this is a playbook right from the Kremlin. This is so classic. Control the airwaves, control the minds of the people. This is what the gloves are off, Jay. Get ready for the battle. The gloves are off. They've thrown down the gauntlet. They're coming after
you. Have radio. Not even seen the gauntlet yet. Let me tell you this, Ben. You are just seeing the tip of an iceberg. I mean, they've got the wind at their back in their view of people like Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So they'll make statements like, well, if you're going to ban pornography on the airwaves, you better ban Christian talk radio and conservative talk radio, because after all, you can't ban one without the other. Can we play that bite again? Because it's, folks, listen to this. This is coming from Senator Schumer, as Jordan just said, very influential member of the United States Senate, more so today than he was 3 days ago.
The very same people who don't want the Fairness Doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
Yes, you can, Chuck Schumer. Yes, you can. Read the Constitution. Study some Supreme Court decisions. You get to do that. I mean, this is what's so absurd about these statements that they're making, and they're getting away with it. Now, here's what I want everyone to do. Again, I am imploring you to understand the framework of our republic. How do we operate as a government? And for you to understand it, you need to read the Constitution. We weren't going to make it available, our Foundations of Freedom, for the rest of the year. But when this everything changed and I heard some of the statements coming out of, really, I'm talking about the Congress and the Senate, House and Senate right now. We knew we had to keep you informed and educated. You go to your phones right now. Get Foundations of Freedom. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. By the way, updated information on a whole host of issues at ACLJ.org. Next week on Wednesday, the Supreme Court of the United States will be broadcasting live. I'll be doing an argument from about 10 o'clock to about 11:10, and then we'll broadcast live for you then. If you want to talk to us on air, it's easy, 800-684-3110.
Joe is calling from Oklahoma on line 6. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jay. I've got one question I was speaking with my mother about this morning. That I've enjoyed all these shows, and we love your show, and we pray for you guys.
Thanks.
And, why don't the liberal media and the left just get their own shows?
Yeah, well, they've tried that, and Colby, and it's true, because Colby Fowles does a lot of media legal work. Colby, the liberal groups have tried to get their own shows, and they have some, but nobody listens to them.
Absolutely. I mean, they've tried, they have failed, they've gone bankrupt twice. You now have CNBC that's trying to make sure that the big networks bring along at least a more liberal station. But the reality is the marketplace has rejected it. And why wouldn't it? Because the marketplace is already saturated with the point of view that that represents. You've got network news, which incidentally they're talking about exempting from the FCC, the Fairness Doctrine that they would bring back. And so it shouldn't be any surprise that, in fact, in the marketplace, what works is conservative talk radio.
Yeah, Than and Drew, really quickly here. We're hearing all this happening. We obviously could see some nominations, it looks like, on the FCC that'll be very, very liberal, especially as it relates to the Fairness Doctrine. But I don't want people to lose hope. We're going to be able to fight on those and fight it if it goes through the congressional route as well.
Well, that's right, Jay. And then one thing we're going to be working on is watching things behind the scenes. Who are these appointments? What's going on at the committee and subcommittee levels? And we're going to keep people informed, because that's where a lot of the action is going to take place, away from the front pages and off the news.
All right, well, go ahead, Than.
Jay, I was just going to say, this is the frightening part, and you and Jordan said it exactly right. They can bring back the Fairness Doctrine without Congress or President Obama having to take responsibility when the FCC does it. So our job, our listeners' job, is to make sure that those 115 Democrats that opposed it hold their president's feet to the fire.
Call us, folks, 1-800-684-3110. That's the number if you want to talk to us on air. Let's go back to the phone. Sue is calling from Massachusetts on line 5. Sue, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sue.
Thanks. Hi, Jay. Thanks very much. And I just I have supported your cause before, but now I'm going to make it a consistent part of my tithing, because as I was driving along the other day and I was thinking about how the media did swing this election, I mean, we did not really hear a fair and equal coverage. We all know that. And I kept going forward with that. Well, what can I do as an individual? Well, I need to get together with more people who feel this way. Oh, yeah. just like Jay Sekulow does, okay, I've got to be more consistent in my support because you're getting petitions of thousands of people signed and so forth. So that's my first comment is I'd encourage your listeners.
Well, we appreciate you saying that.
Band together that
Thanks.
Way. And my other is I want to pick up on what you said about don't lose hope.
Right.
And because there was a comment made by your partner there that said, you know, that right now these people think they have the wind at their back, but we got the wind of the Lord beneath our wings, and we can rise up on wings like eagles. Take a look at the book of Nehemiah when the wall of Jerusalem was crumbled and it burned. Nehemiah helped to raise up the people to rebuild, and that's
sure. I mean, listen, you know, David said when the foundation, it's in Psalms, when David, and he said, when the foundations crumble, what do the righteous do? You report for duty. Folks, I'm telling you, report for duty, and I appreciate your call, Sue, and the fact of the matter is, look, this is what's happened. Okay, we're going to have to live with it. Now, we can try to influence, and we can try to make change, and we can try to make impact, but when you've got U.S. senators saying conservative talk radio should be treated like pornography, I want to give everybody a lesson in the Constitution. But again, I know this is sounding redundant to some of you, but we get a lot of people coming in and out of the broadcast. Listen to the words of Senator Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, from New York. Listen to this.
The very same people who don't want the Fairness Doctrine want the FCC to limit pornography on the air. I am for that. I think pornography should be limited. But you can't say government hands off in one area to a commercial enterprise, but you're allowed to intervene in another.
Well, you can, actually, because there's a compelling interest in eradicating pornography. There is not a compelling interest in eradicating conservative judicial philosophy or the issues like abortion or the definition of marriage, all of which right now are literally in play around the country. And we're going to be your voice. We're going to be there in Washington. As I said, as Sue said it, don't lose hope. But we've got to be prepared, and we need you to be prepared as well. And part of that is for you to understand the way our government works. And that's why we're offering Foundations of Freedom.
Call right now. Get your free copy, folks. Very easy. It's absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call right now to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. This includes the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, and the Ten Commandments, all in an absolutely free document we've put together for you with this free booklet. We want you to have this. There are a lot of uphill battles we'll be facing over the next 4 years. We want you to stand with us. You need to be prepared for those battles. So call right now. Get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
All right, we're going to go right back to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Again, if you want Foundations of Freedom, it's easy to do. You need to have it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phone. Still folks calling in, too, about their voting experience. Let's go to Johnny calling from Minnesota on line one. Johnny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi. One thing that has never been covered either on this program or any other that I'm aware of is on Tuesday, I had a chance to do something that has never been done before. I was able to, as a totally blind person, through the Vote America, Help America Vote Act and the
right.
Project Vote Independently and Privately program, I was able to use the AutoMark talking voting machine, and for the first time in my life, I was able to vote in secret. Which everybody else can sort of take for granted.
Well, that's great news. I know the strides and the technology have been used. That's one of the reasons, by the way, the voting responses came back so quickly. The technology is really, really helpful on this, and we're glad, Johnny, you had a good voting experience, and that's good for all Americans when anybody is able to exercise their right to vote in private. It was the way it's supposed to be, and that's exactly what we're thrilled to hear. Thanks for calling in.
Let's go back to the phone. Ian from Colorado on line four. Ian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing, Jay?
Great.
Hey, I listened to Chuck Schumer's statement, and if you take his line of thinking, he wants to exempt network news from the Fairness Doctrine. You can't regulate one media without regulating them all.
Well, hey, Colby, what is, you know, he is trying. He says he's going to exempt networks news, which that means, you know, MSNBC, the most liberal network in the United States. And the reports, Pew Forum reports that came out said that Fox actually had the most balance with reports positive about campaigns and negative about campaigns, that they were equally balanced. But that, Senator Schumer is talking about doing that, exempting the network news. Now, I guess, you know, the idea there is he wants to keep the liberal bias in media going.
Well, that's absolutely right, Jay. It's just like they do in the political comment area, where they exempt news and news organizations from the requirement. That then leaves you for the editorial points of view, for the commentary programs. Those would be the ones that he would like to now regulate.
You know, and so it's unbelievable the duplicitous of this, the whole approach, comparing pornography to conservative talk radio, Colby, and then also comparing, in this particular case, comparing exempting the liberal bias in media so they get a free pass.
Oh, yeah, and it's so one-sided that I think everybody understands it like that. I mean, Schumer needs to recognize there's no First Amendment free speech or other right that goes with pornography and obscenity, but there is with political conversation.
Not according to Senator Schumer. Maybe that's because he hasn't read a copy of Foundations of Freedom, folks. You need to know what the Constitution says, because obviously a lot of our senators are not understanding it clearly. You go to your phones right now and get a copy. It's our gift to you, absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Can we hold the Congress, some of the Democrats in Congress, can we hold them in place so that they can put objections forward to the White House on the Fairness Doctrine? That's going to be a question we need to ask.
I don't know. We're going to have to fight very hard, and we cannot answer that directly yet, because if we've said there are different ways to get things like the Fairness Doctrine through. With the Fairness Doctrine, you can appoint FCC commissioners who then implement this policy without it ever having to go through an actual signed bill by the president. So Barack Obama would be able to circumvent and still, and in his own words, be able to maintain his campaign pledges of not supporting the Fairness Doctrine, but appointing people who do. That being said, on Freedom of Choice Act, he said, I will sign this. This will be my first action as president. That's what he told Planned Parenthood. The votes are there. It appears
so we will
in
really
the US,
have to fight.
So it
I mean, it's going to be a battle.
Something we're going to have to fight for any of those Democrats who are newly elected, who won in formerly red counties and red cities and towns, who were elected because people believed that they were pro-life or at least not extremely pro-abortion. Those are the members of Congress we're going to have to target to make sure they are not hoodwinked into supporting this kind of legislation by Nancy Pelosi and or Harry Reid.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle like you've never seen before. But listen, that's why we're going to fight. Let's go right back to the phones.
Let's go to Ron calling from Connecticut on line five. Ron, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jay. I knew this Fairness Doctrine thing would kick up again, and we're going to face a lot of things like this. But these people are double-minded. and Obama is going to bring them right in. I really believe that in my heart. I encourage all Christians to support the ACLJ, and Jay, you're going to need more lawyers.
Well, we know that, and look, we're training up a whole generation of lawyers here. I'm broadcasting to you today. I'm outside of Washington, back at our campus at Regent University. We're training a generation of lawyers to go out. We graduate about 140 of them a year to go out and fight for you, so we're going to continue doing that. We've got our government affairs team that, of course, been on this radio broadcast. We've got our studios in Washington connected to our studios here in Virginia Beach. Believe me, Ron, we know what the task is going to be like. I just want to make sure we have an informed constituency, and you are our constituency, folks. You need to know how our government's supposed to operate. So I want to encourage you again, go to your phones, get Foundations of Freedom, and read the Constitution, since a lot of our members of Congress and Senate aren't appearing to do so. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go to Scott calling from Texas on line 4. Scott, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Jay, listen, I was wondering, if Proposition 8 was supposed to take care of this constitutional amendment because of the state Supreme Court,
right,
where does it end if it's just going to go back to the same
thing? Look, I mean, here's what's happened. It passed. Here's what's the irony of this, folks, is that all of the socially conservative measures in California and Florida, Arizona, passed, and two of those states, California and Florida, were blue states. They went for Barack Obama, yet the marriage definitions passed overwhelmingly, primarily because the African-American vote, although for Barack Obama, is very conservative on social issues, and they did not go for the redefinition of marriage.
No, and that's what is important here, is we're fighting these social battles. They are not just partisan battles. They are battles where even though, and it may very well be because many African-Americans went to the polls in California who are still very conservative on these issues like marriage because of Barack Obama turning out those African-Americans, something like Proposition 8, which is supported by a lot of the original and well-known left in California. But when you added the African-American vote to the equation and the large turnout there, you're able to, even with a huge Barack Obama margin, vote down this or support this kind of proposition.
Yeah, and now here's what's happening. It's in court right now. I've talked to our lawyers this morning, our legal staff, Jim Henderson, our office in Washington, Vince McCarthy. We're putting together briefs. We'll be representing your interests in this case to make sure that proposition, which is now a constitutional amendment, becomes the law. But it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be a battle that is going to be significant. Folks, let me tell you what we're doing. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting to you from Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. We're at the Supreme Court of the United States. The case is Pleasant Grove City, who we represent, versus Summum. The issue, of course, impacting the Ten Commandments. It's going to be huge. The ramifications are going to be really significant in that case. We'll give you live reports the day before the argument and, of course, argument day, maybe right from the steps of the Supreme Court. So a lot going on there. And at the same time, and this is what's going to be so significant, all these issues developing in Washington, D.C. of significant, significant proportion. You heard from Colby May and Nathaniel Bennett and Drew Ryan from our Government Affairs Office in Washington and our studios there. A lot going on. Folks, what we want to do is encourage you, though, to understand the way our government works. We're going to get more into the specific issues next week. There's a lot of issues that we're going to have to deal with. We understand that. We know the challenge is going to be great. But you need to understand, I want to spend the next week educating our listeners on the Constitution. I want you to have the Constitution. You should be carrying it around with you. It's called Foundations of Freedom, and everybody that's listening to me right now, wherever you are, needs to get a copy of this booklet. It's absolutely free. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Gettysburg Address, and the Ten Commandments, the cornerstone of our liberty. So we want to encourage you to get your copy. We're making it available to you today. Get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks, the major battles we'll be engaged in over the next 4 years, and especially over the next 2 years when there are such strong liberal majorities in the House and the Senate. You need to be informed. You need to know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. Call right now. Get your free copy. Think about what Senator Schumer said. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.